these prices gonna stop?
For what? Oh, the prices.
Prices.
Things are right expensive, aren't they?
They're out of sight. The coffin, I was in Detroit. I've been up there and stayed, you know, hope my daughter out while she's having babies. Mm-hmm. And I had to go to the doctor up there, and he put me on, told me to leave off coffee with caffeine in it. And he named the Sanka brand. I said, now you stay on this decaf coffee.
Uh-huh.
And I did. I come back and went to buying that Sanka brand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to use it, but it went to $3.61.
Yeah. That's a good bid for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's a pretty good bid for coffee.
It's too much. The same jar, when he put me on it, it was quarter.
A quarter?
A pure quarter. I wouldn't tell a lie about it.
That's going up.
It's running up. Mm. I just start, I wonder if I quit when something happened to my heart. I'm supposed to have a heart condition. Mm. So the doctors say. Just slam it, it'll catch that. Young one done pulled both up, coming here to candy.
Do you know where your mother was born?
Nothing but Georgia. She come from Georgia.
Came from Georgia somewhere.
Mm-hmm. She would speak about a Cherokee. That's an Indian tribe, ain't it?
Yeah.
Cherokee, where she belonged to. She had some of the. She was kin to that.
Is that right? What about your father? Was he from Georgia?
No. He's from around here in Coffee County, all I know.
Just Coffee County?
No, but he was born in Pike. His folks was all up there around Brundy. That's in Pike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not far from Troy.
No.
Just about 11 miles or so. Mm-hmm. What about your mother? Did your mother have a chance to go to school much?
No, not a bit.
She didn't go to school at all?
I told her myself.
Could she read and write?
No. But she could read the Bible. But any other book I'd put before, she wouldn't have it.
Is that right?
What little she could read was in the
Bible. What about your father?
He was a teacher. I don't know where he got to be or where he got his education and all, but he taught the first school, color school right here. The church up the road called Poplar Spring. All the taught the first school there, and a man by the name of Fessel Curtis succeeded him, and then Fessel Donald succeeded him. We all got out of school, started out at that church about a mile out in the country.
But you don't know exactly how much education he had.
He had a good education.
Oh.
My daddy.
Did he graduate from high school?
I don't know. I don't know whether it was any high or low at his school days, because I didn't know nothing about the high school and different things like that, even when I was going to school too.
Well, did your mother do anything for a living, or was she a housewife, or what?
No, she wasn't a housewife. She made baskets, fish baskets, cotton baskets. She just worked like a man outside, but she had them to cut white oak trees and bring them up to the house, and she had all kinds of tools. She worked that wood. Mm-hmm. She sold them in your basket, cotton basket.
This was something she did on her own?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all she knew to do so far as work was concerned.